There's been deadly violence in Mississippi prisons. It happened last week. 5 inmates were killed by other inmates. Advocates say understaffing and constant lockdowns are in part to blame. They're calling on the federal government to investigate the state's corrections department. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Ashley Norwood reports.
As lawmakers met inside the Mississippi State Capitol earlier this week, dozens of people rallied outside.
Somebody is hurting our people.
It's hurting our people.
And it's gone on far too long.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Advocates from the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups called on the U.S. Justice Department to investigate the inmate-on-inmate violence in the state's prisons. Sharon Brown has a family member in custody and told the crowd the situation is bleak.
Nothing is under control. People are constantly being hurt. It is not a gang war. It is a systemic war.
These advocates claim Mississippi has the nation's third highest rate of incarceration and a prison staff vacancy rate of nearly 50%. The average hourly wage of correctional officers in Mississippi is the lowest in the nation. Outgoing Republican Governor Phil Bryant has been fielding questions at recent news events about who's responsible for what's happening in the state's prisons.
The inmates are the ones that take each other's lives. The inmates are the one that fashion weapons out of metal. The inmates are the one that do the damage to the very rooms that they are living in.
That kind of thinking has angered some in Mississippi and has become an issue in the state capitol as lawmakers are back in session this week. Democratic State Representative Christopher Bell says the state prison system is in turmoil. He says prison officials have warned legislators they need more money to hire guards and pay them better.
First and foremost, we're going to have to give them the amount of money that they need. That's the first and foremost. Second, it has to gain control of those prisons.
Republican Senator Bryce Wiggins is a member of the State Corrections Committee. He agrees the legislature should look at ways to funnel more money into the department, but it won't be easy or fast.
What's going on right now has brought it to the forefront. And yes, we need to address it and look at ways we can do it. But it's not going to be fixed in 1 year. I mean, we didn't get here overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight.
For the past few years, Mississippi's correctional spending has declined while its prison population has remained almost unchanged. Reform advocates say that's exactly why they've seen more recent prison lockdowns and violence in many of the state's correctional facilities. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Norwood in Jackson, Mississippi.